Okay, good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday. We got plenty of stuff to discuss in the news. We've been talking some shit about Brying for Yourself and Brigitte Macron's penis and people who don't pay and people think they can get things for free. But we're moving on because we've got, apparently in political news, the DA are bringing a motion of no confidence against Cyril Ramaphosa if he doesn't get serious about these ministers who don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So apparently there's some minister, and maybe you can explain this to me. Again, I wish I could admit I was a studious, fastidious, and conscientious person and that I was paying attention to South African politics. I'm really not. I mentioned this on Monday's show. I find so much of it so stupid and so boring and so personality-driven. And, you know, if you're going to be voting for personality, and personality in politics means something, then let's be fair, you've got to have some personality.
Oh, you've got to sell it.
But they don't have any.
There's none.
These guys, right?
There's nothing to work with.
These politicians do not have personality.
Yeah.
I find a lot of them very, very boring and uninteresting. Mm. I see that the DA is going to vote against the Minister of Higher Education.
Able.
For some, they're going to bring it up in Parliament. I think it's her budget. I have no idea why. And if anybody can tell me, I'd be thrilled and delighted and very grateful. So if you can help me with that, thank you. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah.
But apparently, I mean, listen, if the DA suddenly decides to bring a motion of no confidence against Cyril, they'll obviously get MK and the EFF voting
on
with
board.
Them.
Yeah.
And they'll probably get people in the ANC who don't like Cyril voting with them as well.
You know, ANC has factions. Eh?
They could topple him. I mean, they could topple him. And, you know, if you topple the president, we have to have a new election.
Absolutely.
So who do you think would benefit from an election right now? Not the ANC.
Yeah,
I promise you most. That.
Yeah.
So maybe the ANC needs to actually listen to Mum Helen.
For once.
Gog Helen.
Yes.
Right? well, if you don't listen to her, she'll just keep shouting at you. Until apparently, Katy Perry is still successful. She's still doing a tour.
Oh,
remember,
Gareth.
She went up to space and she told us all she was an astronaut and we had to take her very seriously.
Yeah.
Are you interested in Katy Perry? Would you go to a concert of hers?
I would not.
No,
but
neither would I
have been seeing stuff online about her concert and it's quite interesting, Gareth.
Why?
Because it is a mess. It is a mess, especially considering that Taylor Swift just completed her Eras tour.
Yes.
Beyonce is currently on her... on her, what's it called again? Not Renaissance tour, Cowboy Carter tour.
Yeah.
So when you're comparing these two other artists who just completed big tours, Lady Gaga is currently on tour as well.
Are those the big four that you just mentioned now? I think those are probably the biggest names in music at the moment.
Yes, those are all the biggest names. These are people who've gone on tour or are currently on tour and we've seen all their tours,
okay.
Whether you want to or
so
not.
So Beyonce, I imagine, is a really big show. There's a lot of dancing, a lot of outfit
Lots
changes.
Of flying in the air,
right.
Almost falling off a car in the air. It's
and
a lot
happening. We know that the same is true for Taylor Swift and for Lady Gaga. But Katy Perry, you say disappointing, it's a mess.
Gareth, she is trying. She's trying her darn best,
okay, so
but it's not coming together.
Why is it a mess? I'm curious.
I think part of the thing is also, number one, she's disconnected from reality with the whole space flight thing. Apparently that cost $30 million. That cost her $30
million. She had to pay?
Allegedly, yes.
Wow. Here we were thinking she was just friends with Jeff Bezos.
Yes.
And his new wife. By the way, they got married in Venice over the weekend.
They booked out the whole of Venice.
They pretty much booked out the whole of Venice. I mean, he is one of the richest men in the world. They were floating. The people of Venice were so unhappy. There's Katy Perry when she got off the Blue Origin.
Aww.
Look at her. Astronaut.
Yeah.
She's basically a Jedi. I mean, all she needs is a lightsaber and, you know, she could fly through space and she could use the Force. We're meant to believe that Katy Perry has some kind of special abilities.
Gareth, I have some clips of her latest concert.
Oh, you do?
It is a mess. And you know I love a mess. So, Bona, producers, just hit it.
Have you got some of those? Let me see them. All right, let's go. Let's take a look.
Katy Perry is really upset right now because no one understands her concert concept. During her Lifetime's tour, the stage setup and performance design were filled with spaceflight elements. Katy thought that after her space journey, she'd be celebrated like a hero astronaut. She couldn't wait to jump into the tour, even before adjusting to the zero gravity effects. But it was that very space theme, which everyone hated, that doomed the performance from the start. In the concert video, she flies around on wires, awkwardly runs with glowing sticks, and does stiff dance moves with her dancers. And the performance quality was poor. Katy couldn't even sing a full song, and the backing track drowned her out. Katy used to be a pop music icon with classic songs that ruled the charts worldwide. But in recent years, she's shifted her focus. Her latest album, 143, didn't perform as well. Instead of focusing on creating new music, she spent $30 million on a space journey and immediately started the tour, hoping to use the space hype to boost her career. But it seems like it didn't work. Ticket sales were slow, with many shows not selling out. Even so, Katy hasn't canceled the tour.
Wow. I'm kind of sad that you even showed me that. I feel like that's a few seconds of my life I'll never get back. What a mess.
It is a mess. And, you know, I didn't care that much until I actually went through her discography and I realized that actually she was a big deal at some point.
Yeah, she
it's
has
so
some
easy
good
to have
songs.
Forgotten all of this stuff.
Okay, the outfits, you could say.
The outfits.
Like 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
The dancing, the awkward running, walking.
Horrible.
1 out of 10.
Yeah.
The not being able to hit the high notes, 1 out of 10.
The new music, 0 out of 10.
It's just too much. She was calm the fuck down and go back to basics. You know, you need to sometimes do the things that made you famous. Yeah. And in Katy Perry's, you know, you're right to talk about her CV, her discography. She's got some good songs. She used to be a good singer. If you don't have that, you can't build anything on top of it.
Absolutely.
I think she's just desperate, and clearly she has a lot more invested in the space thing than we do. We think she's stupid for going to space.
Absolutely.
You're not an astronaut, honey.
She's not an astronaut.
Someone needs to help her out on that
and
front.
She used that whole space trip as an excuse to actually promote her new album as well.
Yeah.
And nobody cared.
No.
Nobody cared. Nobody cares.
Nope.
And yeah, she's just getting further and further disconnected from reality. And when you have the likes of Beyonce touring at the moment, Lady Gaga touring at the moment, and you're trying to compare.
You're up against that, yeah.
Gareth, I have R1,500. I can only book one concert.
Yeah.
Three of them are in town this weekend. I know who I'm booking, and it's not her.
Not Katy Perry. She's
Nobody's
the back of the list. All right,
her.
So who would you book first on your list?
I'll book Lady Gaga's tour, then Beyonce, yeah.
Okay, and then Taylor.
No.
I wouldn't go to a Taylor Swift concert
either.
I'd find that lame. In fact, I don't think I'd go to any of those four, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, that's fine as well.
Yeah,
that's
I'd save the money.
Fine. Yeah.
I wouldn't go to either of you
save
four.
Save your money.
But
yeah.
The last one, if you did give me tickets to all four and I had to choose, the one that I would give away the first would be Katy Perry.
Also, right. Gareth, have you seen the price of tickets for anything nowadays?
Jesus, it's expensive.
Everything is expensive. I was just fighting with my friends.
Oh, by the way, I've got great news for you, Mash. This morning, the petrol price went up. At midnight last night, or at 1 minute past midnight this morning, petrol price went up.
I didn't even know. I filled up on
Sunday. This is the government's new stealth tax on us that we've been talking about for weeks. So well done, government. You get to take even more from us and give us much less in return. It's fantastic living in
South
Africa. Thank you. Thank you so much for your abuse. Nice to be abused by you.
We love it.
Yeah. It's lovely.
Being beaten.
Speaking of you know, people whose concerts and weird experiences and Katy Perry not being in touch with reality, how is your younger brother doing who's addicted to social media and screens?
Gareth.
How's he doing?
My mother called me a couple of weeks ago. Very upset. My dad as well. They were very upset. Both of them called me together.
Yeah.
And they were telling me that my mom was like, I'm done with this boy in my house. I'm done with him.
What's he done?
Get out of my house.
What did he do?
I fuck off. Eh? And I was like, hey, boy, what has he done now, mama? What has he done? And my mother tells me that, no, he's like literally fighting with me. Now.
Why?
Like, he's always fighting with my mother. It used to be him fighting back verbally. There's been a time where he literally, my mother tried to like hit him with a belt. And then he grabbed the belt from my mother and hit my mother. It's like,
oh my
thing.
God. So he's becoming violent.
He's becoming violent. And he is now 21.
And you think he's antisocial? I mean, again, I don't want to speak ill of him in particular, but I think a lot of people are going through this.
Yes.
You've got young men and women who are staying at home with their parents for much too long because they don't want to go out and work because they think work is a punishment.
They do.
And they don't want to make a contribution because they'd rather just be on screens or playing games or scrolling through social media. Yeah. Watching series.
They're going to be social media superstars instead of
They're hoping something will happen. Some magic thing's going to happen. And everybody in the world is suddenly going to go, oh, all we want to do is watch you do boring shit like make a cup of coffee every morning.
Yeah.
I do think, and we spoke about podcasting last week, and how that's kind of starting to level out now. I think there are too many people doing podcasts. It's enough. The ones that people are already watching and enjoy are plenty to keep us busy. We don't all have time to watch millions of podcasts. Absolutely. We just don't, right?
We don't.
And we do not need any more influencers, and we do not need any more unboxing videos, and we don't need any more videos of young men and women getting haircuts. Oh, nobody gives a fuck about that.
Yeah.
It's enough.
Absolutely.
Unless you have something very valuable to contribute that isn't already out there, do not launch your podcasts with peace and love. I beg you, stop with the podcasts. We've got enough. So if you are a young man or woman in South Africa, unless you are doing something no one else is doing, or you can absolutely guarantee me you will do it better. And not just because you think you'll do it better, because you've got some secret recipe that will definitely make it better. Other than that, get a real job. Someone came up to me the other day in the shops, very friendly, slightly overweight chap, seems like a nice guy. I'm sure he's terrific, right? Okay. He says to me, are you in the music business because I want to be a singer? And I said to him, no. For God's sake, no. I said, do not become a singer. I said, maybe you're the most talented guy in the world, in which case you would already be well known to people because you would have sang, people would have recorded it, someone would have put it on YouTube without you even being involved. You were just singing. And someone would have recorded it and shared it on social media, and you'd be famous by now if you're that good. But because you have not become famous already, in a world where everyone has a cell phone and it's very easy to
have access to the world 24/7.
And the world has access to you.
Yes.
So if you're not famous already, guess what? I said to this guy, it's not going to happen.
You're not that good.
Go get a job.
Yeah.
Become a policeman.
A carpenter.
Or a teacher. Or a carpenter.
Yeah.
Plumber. Maybe you want to open a little shop and sell plastic dog shit. I don't know.
Yeah,
you can find something that you need to do that the world needs. We don't need more singers.
Yeah.
And I could see he was disappointed. But I thought, do I lie to this guy and say, oh, pursue your dreams and you could be the greatest singer? No, I wasn't going to lie to him. So
he's
going to
hate you more.
He'll hate me more if he spends the next 15 years of his life ruthlessly pursuing a singing career that's never going to happen, right?
Yeah, his soundtrack is that Rocky song, ding.
Ding, 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 ding.
And he's just singing for the next 15 years, a montage of him singing.
And nobody cares.
And then 15 years later, he's like, that damn guy, Cliff.
He told me I could become a singer. So I'm not going to lie to people anymore.
You can't.
And I'm not going to lie to YouTube influencers and social media entrepreneurs and people who have got YouTube channels. And just stop. Yeah. Just stop.
You can't even,
There is enough. We do not need more content.
The market is very saturated.
I mean, I think even OnlyFans is probably saturated by this point, right? You can't all be on OnlyFans.
Bruh,
eventually, eventually we will see every vagina, we'll see every pair of titties.
The market is
every
so
penis,
saturated.
And no one's going to care anymore.
Hence, I had to set my butthole as a profile picture because the market is so saturated.
See?
It's very difficult.
But you were trying to be different, though.
Mitch. I was trying to be different.
So, guys, let's just stop. Really, and Mash's brother is not the only one. There are so many young people all over this country who are thinking in their wild, fevered fantasies late at night that they're going to suddenly be famous and not have to work.
Absolutely.
You are not going to be the next Mr. Beast. I hate to break it to you.
Now, what most people don't understand or what they fail to grasp is that even with the most successful people when it comes to social media, those people work their butts off.
Yep.
There is a lot you're not seeing in the background. You think you can just put your phone there and just be like, hey guys, today...
I'm an influencer,
yeah. These people have editors or they edit... They start off editing themselves. Yep. The amount of work they have to put in is ridiculous. And they commit from the get-go. They tell themselves that this has to make it. This has to be it for me because I have no other option. And when you come along and you're just like, oh, you know, I'm going to give it the bare minimum and hopefully it takes off. And when it doesn't.
So what are you going to say to your brother? And because this is advice that what you and I are talking about now is what I would probably say to him.
Oh, I've told him everything that I'm saying right now. He doesn't seem to want to listen. And the issue now is that because he's clashing with my mother, it's becoming an issue in the household because my mom is like, dude, I'm having this man, he's a man now.
Yeah, he's 21.
This man making me live uncomfortably in my own home.
No, not
I'm living uncomfortably in my own home.
Are they supporting him financially?
They are.
Then it's time for that to stop.
So I told them that I can help him get a place in a locasie.
Sure.
In what's it, Potchefstroom? Yeah.
Township.
In a township in Potchefstroom, I can get him a little...
Are they worried about that being a bad way for him to start in the real world? Are they worried about his safety? Are they worried about...
They seem to be worried about that because I suggested that, but my parents didn't seem to bite and latch onto it quite immediately. So they are worried about his safety. He's also a bit of a dunderhead, so he doesn't really get the world, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's
tough. Hasn't been exposed to the world.
So, I mean, what would happen if they just stopped paying for everything?
That's a very hard question to answer, hey? Because he's never been in such a situation where stuff is just stopped, where the taps have just stopped.
Yeah.
So I cannot answer that. I don't know if he'll wake up, if he'll spiral down. I am not sure at all.
That's a very, very tough situation.
Yeah, he's not a survivor like me. So I'm not sure where he'll end up. But yeah, we've been dealing with this at home. I've been talking to my parents quite regularly about the situation. And yeah, according to the discussions that we had, he was actually supposed to be moving out end of July.
Does he have any idea of what he'd like to do besides be on social media? I mean, is there a job he could do? Has he studied anything? Has he got skills in anything?
No.
Would he be prepared to go and learn from someone?
The only thing he's studying right now, he's going to like a special skills school. Skills school, sorry.
Okay. Well, that doesn't sound too bad.
They do woodwork and...
Okay. Yeah, so he'll learn to do things with his hands.
Yes.
We need people like that.
Yeah, he's 21 doing that there. And then I think it's government subsidized, the school. So he does get like a little...
But that's probably one of the few good things government are doing. We need people with skills.
We need people with skills.
So if he does that, is he into it or is he just doing it because he has to?
It just feels like he's doing it because he has to. Because he keeps going like, I really like woodwork. And I always tell him, but we've never seen you do woodwork at home. We have everything you need here.
He's got tools, he's got wood.
We have tools, we have everything.
But he never does.
But you've never touched, you even have like the table for the woodwork in the garage as well. And you've never touched any of this stuff. So how can we invest in you and buy you the actual wood and all that kind of stuff if you're not showing any interest in it at home? It's a lot happening.
Here are some suggestions from people.
Okay.
First of all, Azalea says she has a loser brother who has a job finally, an actual job. My parents don't have to wake him up in the morning for work. Miracles do happen.
Whoa!
So you know what? It's not all bad news.
There's light at the end.
And then somebody says, I feel kind of sorry for Mash's brother. That's the authentic Betway guru and expert. Then Congo Chris says Mash's brother needs to learn a trade like plumbing. Well, that sounds like what he is doing at the skill school.
That's what he's doing at that school.
And then... Goon says, send him to the mines. you can't throw him out, says Khomotso.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, they're not throwing him out. I'm going to pay for his rent. I even offered. I was like, look, I'll pay for his rent for the first year.
Wow.
That back room.
That's nice of you, though.
Yeah. Because he's my brother at the end of the day. We can't just throw
send
him out.
Send him to the nearest recycling center to do some actual work. Well,
there's no recycling centers in Klerksdorp, guys.
Yeah, there's nothing in Klerksdorp. There's no work. There's nothing.
There's no work.
That's part of the problem. He has to get out of there, right?
Yeah.
And this is why people don't understand why our cities have grown and we've got squatter camps and we've got informal housing all over the cities. It's because people come to the cities because they cannot find work in small towns.
Absolutely.
50% of unemployment could be solved if people just got a driver's license. It's one of the main requirements for thousands of jobs. This is also true. Does he have a driver's license?
He doesn't. I gave him money to get his learner's. He failed it.
Oh, shit.
And he never tried again.
How do you fail your learner's? That's so easy.
Right?
Yeah.
I was also like, hi, my guy.
Do you think he's like a bit slow?
He is a bit slow. He went to a special school. Like,
really?
Seriously, yeah.
Okay, well then that's different. You should have put that up front.
Oh, okay.
He's
okay.
Not competing with like you and other high IQ people. He's slow. He's a slow kid.
Yeah.
All right. Mash, Juju got 14% for woodwork and look at him now. Just give your brother time.
Yeah, look at him now. He's getting our country attacked by the US. How beautiful.
Yeah, okay, so there we go. If you do plumbing in a small town, you can make lots of money, says Bitcoin Boot.
That is
possibly
true.
But again, he has to want to do
also,
it, you know?
Exactly. He has to want to do it. He doesn't seem to be interested all that
all right,
much
so
in plumbing.
Now that you know all of these things, come on, let's have some proper advice here for Mash. I mean, this is not a great situation for him and his family. We need to figure out what to do with this brother of his.
Yeah.
Right? It's got to be somewhere for him. Nobody is useless in a society.
Absolutely.
We always need people to do something. There's got to be the kind of work, even if it's not what he really wants to do with his life, there's got to be something where he can feel useful and he can add his value and he can be paid for something.
100%, yeah. I was talking to my therapist and my therapist was suggesting like some sort of, there's this other church somewhere in Benoni, I believe, like in the veld, in the far Benoni sides. And this church has like a farm. It's like a ranch. And they take people there. And then, like, they live on the ranch. They learn how to, like, feed the horses, take care of the ranch, all that kind of stuff.
Well, you know how you feed the horse? You put that camera on. You feed a horse like this. Move Bitcoin Boot's comment. Why must I do everything on this show? Am I the producer? That's how you feed the horse.
Oh, wow. So you put your hand out and...
Feed the horse like that, Mash.
Oh.
I just thought I'd let you know. So your brother could learn to do that. Down in the mines, says Mike Reed. This is not a solution, Mike. We have Zamas down there and they have guns.
Mm-mm.
Mash's brother should go into government. There's plenty of mentally slow people who are making lots of money in government. Don't, Congo Chris, don't add to the government bill. We already spend a fortune
so
on this country on all these people who have jobs and add no productive value back into the economy. No more people in government.
That's
okay. I did a bit of research, says Strayamate, and into stats. South Africa has quite a strong agriculture sector, which is pretty amazing, I must say.
Yes.
Kudos to you guys in South Africa. Yes, because we have some of the best farmers in the world.
Yes.
And our agriculture is technologically a lot more advanced than other countries, certainly in Africa, but also in parts of the first world. So, yeah, we do have an agriculture sector to be proud of. It's also one of the few parts of the economy that's grown in the last 6 years. Okay, so he's not lazy. Just a couple of challenges. This is your brother now that Dirk's talking about. A trade school or something in agriculture would be a good step for him.
Oh, yes.
There we go.
Agriculture is where it's at.
Right. MM is correcting me, says, Mashed it open with his Donnerkop or something. I'm all for helping out if he's, but if he's being violent to your mother, he must get out of the house.
It's becoming an issue now.
Yeah, sure.
That's becoming a serious issue now.
You know, it's tough. What do we do with our special needs population, says Wade? How can these people survive in a capitalist society? Productivity, discipline, they don't know these things. Well, there are places that, like Mash is talking about this church in Benoni or something. And there are also places where people can do basic, I mean, listen, painting a wall, you will learn that skill quite quickly, no matter how lazy you are or how difficult it is for you to concentrate or how low your skill set is. You can learn to do that. And if you can learn to do that, you can be useful. People will pay you. That's not about a capitalist society being horrible. There's no other society that accommodates those people either, by the way.
Certainly.
In some societies, they just ignore them.
Yeah.
In some societies, they do way worse.
They get tossed to the side.
So here, in this country or in any other country where there's a free market system, find a way to make yourself useful to people. You know, you can cut cut the grass in the felt and you can make brooms.
Yes.
People have been doing that for years.
Make good money.
Selling those brooms house to house. I saw a guy the other day walking with a bunch of them on his shoulder, mops and buckets and brooms and all that kind of thing. People need those things. They'll pay for them. They'll use them. They'll buy them. So you're not being useless.
Absolutely.
I once tried to help someone who was struggling and tried to give them a job, but they told me they make much more begging.
What? Is that a real thing?
You get those people who beg at the traffic lights?
Haibo, authentic Betway guru. Oh, that name is long. What?
There we go. Yeah, I can't believe. I hate that name, by the way. You got to change that to something
that
else. We're not calling you that.
I'm not calling
you that.
Sounds
like you're sponsored as well. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, I don't care about the profile photo with me in it. Change your name. It's a stupid name.
Is that you next to the person?
Apparently.
Next to authentic blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I mean, just change your name. That's ridiculous.
Oh, so sweet of the authentic.
Our
blah, blah,
agriculture
blah, blah, blah.
Sector grew 6.5% last year. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And in a 0.1% growth economy, makes me worried about the shrinking of other sectors.
Because
if the agriculture sector is doing as well as that, and it still puts us at 0.1%, the other sectors must all be shrinking a lot.
A lot, a lot.
And that's very scary.
Yeah.
There's big demand for pothole fixes. Mm. Imagine doing that. Imagine you could come up with the recipe for making stuff that could fill potholes safely, and you could go around with a little machine or a little bucky with all the stones and the cement or concrete or tar, and you could fill those potholes. People would be thrilled. I'm telling you, you could get 10 rand from every house on that street, they'd all pay you.
I've seen guys actually fixing potholes by themselves, and they have a cup. Yeah. And then we're all tipping the guys.
There we go. So there are ways to do this. That's not begging. That's doing useful work.
That's doing actual work.
Small towns don't have a lot of plumbing work because there is no sewerage system in most small towns, says Mapelo, unless you're talking about suburban small towns. First world countries have great employment programs for special needs citizens. Grave digging.
That's a job.
It's a job.
That's a job.
It is a job. Grave digging. Yeah, you know what? Actually.
Yeah.
There we
go. Grave digging, cow slaughtering.
There we go.
Sheep slaughtering.
Vyasin says you can check out Dodo Nyoga. He's a black guy who was adopted by an Afrikaans family. He's the new Afrikaans singing sensation. I told you, we do not have room for more singers. Mash must assert the fact that his brother must get his license. In my company alone, there are 3 junior positions available. One of the requirements is a driver's license. So you got to force him.
I've been forcing him, y'all. I even gave him money and said, go do your learners. Go do your learners. Here's the money.
Yeah.
And I came back and I was like, yeah, where's the learners? No, I'm not going to get it. I asked my mother. My mother's like, no, he went and failed.
Oh, my God.
He won't tell you.
So you can't keep paying for that either, right?
Yo, it feels like I'm going to be sponsoring a lifestyle now.
Homotso says, I once sold toilet paper and honey. As a side hustle to make money. That is an interesting combination, Khomotso. Toilet paper and honey. They don't really go together. When you think about toilet paper, you don't think of honey, and you don't think of toilet paper when you are eating honey, do you?
It took a second for my mind to grasp that. But yeah, it doesn't make sense.
our struggle province, EC, that's the Eastern Cape, could be lifted to the second best province if they just did agriculture and manufacturing and tourism. Yonder, you are right, but there's no way. The Eastern Cape is run by some of the worst people in South Africa, the dumbest and most useless and most incompetent and most corrupt. That government in the Eastern Cape is screwed. And so are little towns. Mm-hmm. There used to be big towns. There used to be cities. There used to be cities we were proud of.
Yeah,
Port Elizabeth and East London are shitholes. I've driven through East London.
Is it?
The last time I was there was a long time ago. I don't think it's improved. But 10 years ago, I drove through the center, the middle of East London.
Oh, CBD.
The main square.
Yes.
You know, it's basically just takeaway places, pothole-filled roads. It's a taxi rank. It just looks like shit.
What kind of takeaway places? Was it like the fish and chips? Or was it like KFC and Nando's?
It's just people eating fast food. It's not healthy. It's not good. Looks like shit. There's drinking during the day. People sitting around on like buckets and things.
Oh,
it's
my
just
word.
It's bad. It's really not. It's not a place to be proud of. The Eastern Cape is a disaster.
Guys, I'm going to PE for the first time next month.
Don't waste your time.
I have to for work, so I'm really excited
get
to see
in,
with
get
my
out.
Own eyes.
Fly in, fly out.
I'm flying. It's literally one day in. I'm flying in, sleeping, and then leaving in the morning.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
You don't need to go out
quick
at
fast.
Night.
No, there's no need for me to go out no. at night.
Stay in your hotel yeah. and go straight to the
I
airport.
Like my life and my cell phone.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Right. need someone to invent the world's hardest expanding foam that can fill potholes and last for years. That is a good idea.
There's Dirk. Actually been a product developed, these yeah. bags, and you throw these bags in a pothole, and as cars drive over these bags, it's like they have like rocks in them.
Yeah.
It's some sort of solution, whatever. And these rocks actually harden and gel together.
Wow.
And then it becomes tar, including the outside of the bag itself.
Really?
It all just becomes tar.
So you don't even have to empty
the
bag.
The
you just throw it in as it
yes.
is.
Yes. I
we've
saw
got
this
some
on TikTok.
We've got some big ass potholes, though. We would need some big bags.
Yeah. You just buy a couple of bags, keep them in your car, and you just throw bags whenever you see a pothole. And yeah, this is a very cool innovation. I saw it from China.
That sounds good.
On TikTok STEM.
We must find that.
You know TikTok now is TikTok STEM.
What is STEM?
STEM
Science,
is
technology, education, maths.
Yes.
Well,
so there's TikTok STEM now.
I'm all in favor of that. I think if we could get people off of normal TikTok and onto
yeah.
that would be a good thing. You know yeah. the Chinese don't allow their
they only
kids
have
to,
STEM that's
no,
right.
but the kids only have STEM, yeah.
Yeah. Their TikTok only has STEM, but then you come here, it has all the garbage and the dances
yeah.
and the
so you want to work for a Chinese overlord one day, then just keep watching your stupid TikToks.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's true, says Sila. I once gave a beggar a job to work in our recycling yard.
Aww.
By lunchtime, he disappeared.
Ha.
Yeah. There we go.
Because he's like, there's better money elsewhere.
You see, this is the problem. It's like everybody thinks if we just gave everybody an equal chance, which I'm a fan of, I think everyone deserves an equal opportunity, right?
Absolutely.
That doesn't mean you have equal abilities.
Yeah.
But everyone deserves an equal opportunity.
Yeah.
What we don't do is expect people to have equal outcomes. Because they just don't take into consideration, people who like equal outcomes, they don't take into consideration that people are different. Some people are just damned lazy. Some people prefer to do nothing. Mm-hmm. Some people want to be looked after well into their 30s.
Yeah.
By someone else.
Absolutely.
And they think it is rude for the rest of us to expect them to work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They get so used to it. Gareth, I am also going to say that when I started working, very first ever job out of varsity,
yeah.
I remember that my first day of work, I took 3 taxis to Sandton, 3 taxis back home to Springs to my aunt's house. And I remember that evening, I got into bed and I just remember turning off the lights, rolling over and
crying.
And I cried for like a whole hour because.
And let me tell you, with all those taxis, you probably only had about 20% of your money to keep for yourself
only
by the end
like
of the month.
20, I was earning 3.5 and transport was like 2.5.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, Gareth. And then I remember the first thing I got was a cell phone contract, which cost me 300 rand a month. And I was left with little to no money. But I still had to keep up with all my friends, with their rich parents who are giving them money, even though yeah. some of them are working, some of them are not, but their parents are all giving them money. I still had to keep up. And what that taught me was that it was a shift. You know, it was a mind and mental, it was a mental shift.
You had to cry. You had to cry on
yeah.
that first night in bed. You had to cry about
because
the
I
fact
realized
that,
you, yeah. The life I've known for so long since I was a child is over. The student life is over. I'm now an adult. Yeah. Now I have to work for myself.
I think if you're a parent, and I mean, I'm not going to get involved in anyone's exact situation here because I'm not a parent and I can't say what you must or mustn't do.
Okay.
But I think if you're a parent and you are paying for a child over 22, 23, 24.
Yeah.
And you're paying for their petrol and you're paying for their cell phone.
Oh, no.
You're ruining your child.
You are.
I think you are making it easy for them to become a slob.
Yeah.
And to make them entitled and to make them bad citizens and to make them feel that work is a punishment of some
Absolutely.
Kind. We all have to work.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. There is nothing wrong with waking up in the morning and having things to do. And people will pay you if you're good at doing those things.
Certainly.
Life will be more rewarding. It is not a punishment to work.
Yeah, it's not.
It is not as if the default setting for humanity has ever been to just sit around.
Yeah.
And I hope that we'd never get a universal basic income. I think it would be a terrible idea.
That would be a horrible
because
idea.
People would just sit around, a lot of people, not everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. The productive people will still be productive, even if you give them a universal basic income.
30.
It's not like you can force them to just sit there. But I think for a lot of people, they probably would just do nothing. And there is nothing guaranteed to make you miserable like having nothing to do and not being needed, not being useful, not being wanted by other people to do things. So be grateful for the ability to do work. And even more so if you're an able-bodied person, you know, and you have all your faculties about you and you are able to do even basic tasks. Thank God for that, because we are entering a stage of human development and technological development where a lot of people are going to find themselves made that the window of useful is going to become narrower.
It's narrowing already.
Because machines are going to make a lot of us redundant, okay? Enjoy being useful. Work hard. Who knows what the future holds? There may be a wonderful future full of awesome jobs that we all love doing, or it's drudgery and it's repetition and it's hard labor and it's skills that you have to do things with your hands. But that's okay. That's still okay. Better than being useless.
Yeah. It makes such a difference. And I think it's that mindset switch. You know, once you actually get into the job market, once you start working, that switch happens and there's no turning it off. But for some people, they never get that opportunity to even get that switched in the first place.
I think
so they're always stuck.
I think maybe because they feel entitled.
Yeah.
And because other people make it too
they're
easy.
Enabled.
For them.
They are enabled.
Yeah, they're enabled.
Somebody has to enable you if you have no job.
Yeah.
It's the only way.
And this has never been a thing before. I mean, I don't think my parents' generation ever would have been supported by their parents for life.
It's a thing now only. And it's become so normalized. That's the sad part about it. People are studying forever. I know people who are studying up until like they are freaking 40. Just study, and then they want to go get a job afterwards. They're like, yeah, you know, I've been studying all my whole life, so this is what I've been wanting to do, etc. But now also, with the climate changing, with people getting different types of jobs, and of course, now the market has changed as well. The kind of jobs available are different now. Now you have people wanting to be celebrities.
No, but that's not
as an actual job.
So Judas says Judas says something interesting here. Just put her comment up there. She says, working for someone else is modern day slavery, but that's a topic for another day. Okay. Then quit.
Yeah, then quit.
Because you can do that. A slave can't. Okay, so don't go calling people in the modern economy slaves. Mm. You know what a slave was, right? A slave is someone who was owned by someone else.
And forced.
And forced to work and was not paid.
Yeah.
And was not given a choice and didn't have human rights. They were a possession. Throughout human history, there have been slaves. Let's be clear. From the Bible. The Bible, in its earliest chapters, talks about how people had slaves and were slaves.
Mm-hmm.
The Israelites themselves were the slaves of the Pharaoh in Egypt, right? The Romans had slaves. The Greeks had slaves. The Persians had slaves.
Yes.
The Moroccans have had slaves.
Yes.
There have been slaves of all races and ages and distinctions traded.
Yeah.
Slavery is a no-choice situation. Now you, if you think your job, and I'm going to say this the nicest way possible, because I'm an employer, but I have been an employee. If you don't like your job and you stay in that job, you are consenting to your own slavery. So you need to have the balls to quit. And if you think you're worth more than your current job, quit.
Yeah, quit.
Move on. Have some self-respect. If you think you're better and you think you're more valuable and you could do better somewhere else, quit. No one's got a gun to your head forcing you to go to that job that you hate, that you feel is like modern day slavery. Quit. You have the power to do things that no slave could ever do.
Absolutely.
So stop talking shit and don't use that word out of context.
Yeah. As
that
saying,
irritates me.
As they say in corporate, if you don't like it, fuck off.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are lots of people who could use your skills if you think you're so valuable.
So many other people could right. use your position right now.
Oh, and that too. Yeah, they're probably lining up for your position.
They're lining up, and so, they're more eager, and they're willing to do even more.
So it's
more.
Not a topic for another day. Judas, sorry, we brought it up now. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah. Hey, it's so easy to be ungrateful. Also, I think with the younger ages now, something I've picked up, they're actually more and more ungrateful.
Sure. People are ungrateful. You know, if you got a hot meal in like the 1940s, you were thrilled.
If you just got rice, hot rice.
If you got
alone.
A hot meal in the 1950s, you were thrilled. Now, the Wi-Fi is down. I'm having a post-traumatic stress disorder
outbreak. I need a meal, a Wi-Fi, an iPhone. Yeah. I need all these things.
People want everything.
Everybody wants everything.
Slippery Pickle does say, hold on a sec. What about our debt that the government takes out on our behalf and they force us to pay taxes? Maybe we're all debt slaves. Okay, so what you are is, you're not a slave so much as you are a farm animal that is reared to produce taxes.
Yeah.
We are being farmed, especially if you are an income taxpayer in South Africa. You are farmed for your taxes. They don't really care about you. They're not that interested in your difficulties, your struggles, your problems. The government don't care because just last night the petrol price went up. If they cared about us, they would not have done that.
Absolutely.
The only reason the petrol price went up is not because international oil prices have been fluctuating with Iran and Israel. It's because the government is responsible for probably half of what you pay for every drop of petrol. You know what they do? They take that money, half of what you pay for every drop of petrol, and they just put it straight into the treasury. It's like SARS, except it's straight at the petrol pump. It's much easier for them. They don't have to police it themselves. They get that from the petrol pump itself. Goes straight in. They do the same with customs and duties. They do the same with Eskom. They do the same with municipal rates and taxes.
Yeah.
And then you still have to pay a personal income tax. And by the way, if you're running a company and that company is actually managing to make a profit, which is a damn hard thing to do, they tax the company on that profit.
Yes.
They then tax you, if you're a shareholder or director in that company, for your dividends, again, after they've already taxed you for the profits of the company. Mm. So the government is getting the lion's share of every cent that is earned in South Africa, and they don't deserve it, because what do you get in return? Fuck all.
Hey, at least we're getting some of our tax back. Hey, it's tax season starting 7 July in a few days.
You think you're going to get some back?
I always get something back. My
How much
company
do you get
overpays.
Back usually?
I get about 10 grand.
Okay.
It's not much. But
think
it's
about
something.
How much you paid.
How much I paid? Mm. Oh, God, I paid a lot.
You've paid a lot. So
I was looking at my
You know what they do?
Five.
It's almost like a, that's like the carrot and the stick.
Mm.
So they beat you.
Yes.
And then just as you're about to collapse, they give you a little bite of the carrot.
Just a little bit.
And you think,
bit.
Oh, well, it's not so bad.
Yeah.
And you go, I'll carry on working.
Yeah.
The truth of the matter is, if you are an income tax paying South African, because there's a difference between that and the VAT and all the other stuff.
Yes.
You're probably working for the government for 6 to 7 months of the year.
So, oh, yes.
In other words, if you've been working since January in a certain job, you've only just stopped working for the government now. Mm-hmm. From now on,
now
you actually get
myself.
Your money.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's if you're lucky. It's probably way worse than that. It's probably like you only get 3 months' money if you boil it down. So I think it's all just, it's a terrible system, but I will tell you that you have to get a job and you have to do it. You just have to do it. I know that it doesn't seem fair and you want to sit there and complain about, woe is me. And maybe you think you could start a revolution, but you can't. You've just got to work. Apparently, according to Patrick, the oil price is down. The rand is even stronger. This increase makes no sense. It is currently 17 rand 65 to the US dollar,
damn.
Which is down from 18 rand 30 in January.
Yo, that's a big down.
So why are we paying more?
Hey, bro.
Why?
I wonder.
Azalea says, quite rightly, they even tax you when you die, estate duties, capital gains, etc.
Yeah.
And they keep sneaking in these little taxes, tiny little taxes that nobody knows. And then when the stupid finance minister stands up every year and laughs about the budget and how they're going to charge us more for alcohol and cigarettes, And we think that's, I mean, I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's been funny since Trevor Manuel was finance minister.
Yeah.
It's not funny. You guys are parasites. Mm. Tax avoidance is legal. Tax evasion is illegal. If you can get away with paying less tax, good for you. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Absolutely.
MASH, don't be fooled. That money you get back is not a gift. It's the money that is owed to you.
Yeah,
they
know.
Owe you that.
I know
that's
it's
your
my
money.
Yeah. But good. It's just nice to get it back, you know?
Yeah.
It's like I was saving it. Now I'm just getting it back without interest, but still.
listen to this. I've run the numbers on my tax return. I'm looking at getting 20K if I include my logbook.
Hey, boo.
Is that still a thing? Can you still get money back for your...
If you get a vehicle allowance, I believe.
Yeah, okay, I don't.
I don't get a vehicle allowance. So, yeah, I can't really... I can't. Yeah. But either way. Yo, Gav, did you also see... Drake.
What? Tell me about Drake. What happened? Yo. I haven't thought about Drake for years.
So Drake got surgery.
What's Drake doing?
He clearly got surgery. He
what kind of surgery?
He got his abs etched.
Etched?
Etched.
Okay, hang on. I know about Ozempic.
Yes,
I know about plastic surgery.
Yes, there's plastic surgery.
I know about
surgery.
Brazilian butt lifts.
Yes.
And I know that people can have their stomach stapled or they
yes,
can
gastric
have...
gastric bypass.
Yeah. So... But what is ab etching?
So ab etching is literally lipo, but just for the in-betweens of your abs. So it exaggerates your abs. And ab etching is quite popular actually in America.
Why not just go to a gym?
Gareth, do you know how much effort it takes for
sure,
abs to
course.
Show up?
Sure, of course. But you need to, that's the whole point. That's the big golden, that's the holy grail of
yes.
going to the gym. You know you have won. When you can actually see abs.
The thing is, everybody wants a shortcut, Gareth.
So what is this idiot
done? Everybody wants a shortcut.
What has Drake done?
So he's got his abs etched. And basically, like, they've literally sucked the fat in between the actual muscles of the abs. And now he has abs. But the issue with it is that, the pictures of him are on the screen
right
now.
That's Drake?
That is Drake right now.
Well, he's looking good. And, I mean, if that's fake... I'm embarrassed for him.
The thing is, things
are not
proportional.
By the way, that's a lot of booze on the shelf in front of him.
There's a lot of booze. The only issue is that the body is not proportional, Gareth.
Yeah.
The reason why you go to gym is so that your body loses like fat
no
at a constant...
No point having abs if you've got thin arms and pathetic little legs.
Your legs are thin, your arms are thin, your shoulders are thin, your chest is barely existent.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost flat, and then you just have the hardest looking abs on earth out here looking like rocks, looking like a greater.
So you're telling me those abs are
etched in,
liposuctioned?
Yes.
Wow.
Do you see the definition of these abs compared? The whole body has no definition like that.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you just have these abs coming up like
wrong.
A speed bump.
It's like he's holding a braai grill over his stomach. You know?
Yeah, it's like your braai grill that you're using to make your steak.
Ah, shame.
But this is what people are resorting to now as well, that everybody wants a shortcut. Nobody wants to put in the work. So because Drake did it, watch other people do it as
well. Yeah, they will. Definitely.
Watch James
Hollywood's
come here
a
with
place
etched
of,
abs.
Oh, for sure.
Watch Flex come here with...
Flex is already getting them. He's already made his appointment. All right. Let's just look at some comments here. A couple of people talking about Drake. My car has abs, ABS. How's that... How is he stopping? This isn't a big deal. Okay, and then let's just see. Judas is back. Hope the comments understand what I mean. Yeah, Judas, we get what you mean. Yeah. But I just think that we've got to use the words that we mean. So when we say that you feel like a slave in your job, if that's true, quit. Get out of there. For heaven's sake, we don't want you to be unhappy. And it's not a criticism when I take a comment and we decide to discuss it. Mm. That's how conversations work. Don't be upset. Slippery Pickle says, how do they lipo those abs? Do they go through the navel like in the Matrix?
Like in the Matrix. Yes, they go through the navel is the spongio, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, they go through there and then they literally lipo. But specifically lipo in between the abs because we all have abs.
Yeah.
Whether you're fat 100 pounds.
Yeah, you do. We just can't see most of them because you've got a layer of fat on the outside of them.
And just losing that layer of fat. I've come to realize that underneath our fat, we are all models. We're all supermodels. So just get it etched out.
Marco says, a skinny guy with abs is like a fat lady with big tatas, it doesn't count.
Yeah, a skinny guy with abs doesn't count because I have a thing, I call it involuntary abs. So sometimes I look at a guy and I'm like, those are involuntary abs. Mm-hmm. Those are abs from starvation. So abs from...
Yeah, that's no good, right?
Yeah.
They suck the bad air through your bum first, says Vyasin. Yeah, well, with rappers, you'd get a lot of that.
Oh, geez.
And then Judas says also, just to try and explain herself a little bit more, I saw the comment up just now. That's the part I want to address. I enjoy my job. I just want to put a different perspective and encourage people to strive to work for themselves down the line somewhere. That being the case, totally agree with you.
Absolutely.
It's just very difficult. You know, for some people, it is so incomprehensible how to earn money that they have to go and work for someone. It's the only way they'll earn money. It's the only way they know.
Some people don't know anything else. And I'm always giving lectures to some of my colleagues. And that's okay, by the way.
Listen, not all of us can work for ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, it's not. Some people are really good inside a corporation working for someone else. And they do a tremendous job and they get paid big salaries to do that.
As long as they're getting paid well.
Sure.
Then they're good. But then there's some people who are giving their lives.
Oh, James says we've got to push the tit and end the show.
Oh, shit.
I'll push the tits right here somewhere. James, where is it? Oh, here it is. I'll push the tit. All right. There we go. Let's go. Thank you. Thanks, everybody.